Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Reformation Sunday, the 506th birthday of the Lutheran Church. What Luther rediscovered was the truth of God's Word, the Bible. The truth of God's Word would literally change the world because truth has incredible power. That's what Jesus tells us in our gospel lesson today. Truth has power. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I'm going to share with you three truths from our gospel lesson this morning. Truths that will change our lives because they are the truths of God's word. Number one, the slavery of sin. Jesus shocks the crowd when he tells them that the truth will set you free. They reply, what do you mean? We're offspring of Abraham. We've never been slaves of anyone. Which seems like a statement that doesn't really make sense. I mean, they've been slaves actually for the last 600 years up to that point. Their whole history was one of subjugation. And in Jesus' day, they were occupied by the Romans. Jesus shows them the true nature of their slavery, not physical occupation, but spiritual slavery. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Which means all of us are slaves. Although we know sin is wrong, we're powerless in ourselves to say no to it. We're slaves to our own desires, and that leads us into deeper and deeper sin. It's like quicksand. The more we struggle, the deeper we sink. We are in bondage to sin. That means we are in bondage to the devil as well. As slaves to our own sinful desires, we become playthings of the devil. He can completely control and manipulate us through his temptations and through his lies. We have no agency, no ability to make decisions for ourselves. We are completely victims. Victims at the mercy of the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature. And that's not even the worst thing about sin. Because sin has consequences. Sin leads to suffering and to pain. And ultimately to death, right? The wages of sin is death. Or as Paul writes in Romans 6:21, what benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. The wages of sin is death. Not only does sin lead to bondage to the devil, it also leads to bondage to death. Sin is the reason that there is pain and suffering and death in this universe, and we suffer those things in this life, not only ourselves, but everyone we love. The Bible makes it clear, all people die because all people sin. There are no exceptions to this rule. The soul who sins is the one who will die, and we all sin. But sin leads to even worse things than that, a worse form of death. It leads not only to physical death, but also to spiritual death as well, eternal separation from God in hell. Sin makes us slaves, slaves to the devil, slaves to suffering, pain, and death, physical death, and eternal death. And there is nothing you and I can do about it. What we need is someone to rescue us, someone to liberate us, someone to set us free. And that person is Jesus Christ. And he sets us free by the power of truth. Number two, the power of truth, which sets us free. Jesus says, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Freedom comes from knowing the truth. And the truth we need to know is the truth of God's word, the Bible. The truth of the Holy Scriptures. Now, the Bible has two main teachings in it, law and gospel, and both of them are absolutely 100% true, and both of them are necessary for us to know. Luther, before the Reformation, was very familiar with the law. The law teaches us that we are sinners, that we have sinned against God in our thoughts and words and by our deeds, by the things we've done and by the things we've left undone. In confirmation class, we've been learning about the second use of the law. The three uses of the law, curb, mirror, rule. We've been talking about the second use of the law, the mirror, right? The law is a mirror that shows us what we really look like spiritually, and it's not a pretty reflection. Now, most of us, before we leave the house in the morning, we look at the mirror, right? Why do we do that? Why do we check ourselves in the mirror? Why do we have a mirror over our sink to look at ourselves? Well, let me tell you why we don't have a mirror. I don't think we have a mirror just to admire ourselves. I mean, if you do that, good for you. That's great. But the reason I look in the mirror, and I think most of us look in the mirror, is not to see and admire our own reflection. It is to see what's wrong. My hair, is it a mess? My face, is it dirty? Are my clothes, do my clothes match? Do they need to be changed? We use mirrors to see what's wrong and what needs to be changed, right? That's just what the mirror of the law does for us, for our sin. The law shows us our sins. It shows us our true spiritual condition. 1 John 1 verse 8, you know this verse. If we say we have no sin, can you finish the verse? If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. The law tells us the truth about ourselves and it shows us our sin. The gospel, the second main teaching of the Bible, the good news, shows us our Savior. The law shows our sin. The gospel of Jesus Christ shows our Savior. Now, this is the part that got lost in history around Luther's time. Luther knew the law, but he hadn't heard very much about the gospel. And Luther rediscovered the gospel, and that's what led to the Reformation. That's what led to the posting of the 95 Theses. That's what led to Luther translating the Bible into the language of people so everyone could hear the gospel, the good news of Jesus, in their own language. The law tells us that we are sinners, but the gospel tells us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Through Christ's death, through his resurrection, we are set free from the power of sin and from its consequences. The truth sets us free. Through his death and through his resurrection, Jesus sets us free from sin, from death, and from the devil, not just for this lifetime, but for all of eternity. The death and resurrection of Christ, and through that, our sins are completely forgiven and completely washed away. And through Christ, we have everlasting life in heaven. You see, the gospel tells us sin is not the ultimate power in this universe. The devil is not the ultimate power in this universe. Death, despite what people might think, is not the ultimate power in this universe. The ultimate power in this universe is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ has set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free from sin, free from death, and from the power of the devil. Of course, truth does even more than that. Not only sets us free, it also sanctifies us. John 17:17 says, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. The word of God sets us free. The word of God sanctifies us. Jesus prays for us, sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. To sanctify something is to make it holy. In other words, the Bible makes us more like Jesus. Our goal is to be more like Jesus Christ. Now, we know we can't do that by our own selves, by our own reason or strength. Rather, it's the Holy Spirit working through word and sacrament, who sanctifies our lives to teach us to live a different kind of life, a life that imitates Jesus Christ, the life of freedom. And that's number three, the joy of freedom. John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. The Christian life is a life of freedom. We live in the joy of freedom. We have been set free. We're no longer slaves. We are free men and women. Paul writes, now we live in the glorious freedom of the children of God. Romans 8:22. Creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Our freedom is glorious. Our freedom gives us joy. As Christians, we live as free men and women, free from the power of sin, the devil, and death. A true freedom, real freedom, the kind of freedom the world can't even imagine. As Galatians puts it, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. But as free people, we don't want to get caught up in the quicksand of sin again. We don't want to indulge the sinful nature with its evil desires and deadly desires. We want to have freedom to love and to serve other people. Galatians 5:13 says, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." See, freedom is the ability to serve others, to meet not only your own needs, but also meet the needs of other people. True freedom is having great relationships with people. True freedom is to love one another deeply from the heart. We have freedom to love and freedom to live. John 8:36 says, "The Son remains forever." Jesus closes this section by talking about the difference between sons and slaves. Servants in a household remain in the house for a little while they're there to do a job, but as soon as their job is over, they don't remain in the house. They're not members of the household. But Jesus doesn't make us just servants and slaves in God's household. We're not slaves of God. We are way more than that. Through Jesus, we are children of God, sons and daughters of the King. Now, the devil made us slaves, but God has made us his very own sons and daughters in the waters of holy baptism. Not by our own power, but by the power of God's Son. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. In the waters of baptism, we were adopted into God's very own family. We're not on God's payroll. We're part of the family. God's not our boss. God's our Father, who loves us. He helps us. He always wants the best for us. We're not walking in eggshells like employees on probation. We are fully fledged sons and daughters of the King, for now and for eternity. And as sons and daughters of God, we live in the joy of freedom. Freedom from the power of sin, able to live a life of love in Christ. Freedom from the power of the devil. No longer can he manipulate and control us. No longer are we helpless victims of his lies. And freedom from death itself, brought into the family of God. And the joy of eternal life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.